TJ Burke and the Jesseville Lions are looking to bounce back from a loss to Glenrose and earn that important first conference win of the season when the Lions take on Bismarck Friday. I'm sports reporter Christian Collins, and I spoke with Coach Burke about his team's game on Friday. You'll also hear the voice of sports editor James Lee, who spoke with Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin to preview the Wolves' game against Parkview. Lake Hamilton looks to continue its perfect season in a game that could have major conference implications. This is Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Record Sports Department.
I just want to welcome Jesseville head coach TJ Burke to the podcast. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Coach, let's start off by looking at your opponent. Just what challenges will Bismarck present to your team Friday night?
Well, they're really good at what they do. They're good up front on both sides of the ball. They block really well, and then they're physical offensively and defensively. And they've got some skill guys. Their quarterback can sling it, and he can also run too. So he poses a threat both in the passing game and in the running game. So we got to be really disciplined with what we're doing, especially defensively.
Yeah, and let's look back at the game last year. Bismarck was a team you were able to score a lot of points on. Just what worked for your team last year, and do you think you can do those same things again?
Well, we stayed balanced last year as far as run and pass. We've got to be able to do that again. We've got to try to stay as balanced as we can to keep them guessing as far as what we're doing. They were really young last year, and I think they're a lot better this year, especially on the offensive line and the defensive line. So, some of the stuff that we did last year is still in the game plan, but we've got some new wrinkles as well, and we've just got to execute.
Yeah, and senior quarterback Carson Hare is a big dual-threat guy for your team. Can you just talk about his season so far and what you expect from him Friday night?
Yeah, you know, he's a dual-threat guy. We ask him to do a lot, both passing and running. He had a big game against them last year, and that's part of the game plan, you know, this year too, is to get him involved in the run game and making some reads in the RPO stuff, and let him spread the ball out and just do what he does.
Yeah, and another guy I kind of want to zero in on the offense is Matthew Huff. He can run, he can catch, he can do a lot of things, honestly. Just how do you expect to utilize him on Friday?
Yeah, Matt's also a multi-purpose guy. We get him involved early and often in the run game. He's a physical downhill kid. Very rarely does he ever get tackled by one single defender, and he falls forward for extra yards. So, they're going to have to tackle him, gang tackle him, and then he can also catch the ball out of the backfield and make plays in the passing game as well. So, we look to involve both of those guys, Carson and Matt, and utilize both of their talents.
Yeah, and, aside from just Carson and Matt, kind of what's the general, overall offensive game plan heading into this matchup with Bismarck?
Again, we got to stay balanced. We need to be able to control the offensive line and, get a push up front and be able to run the football, because that's really what opens the passing game for us, is getting extra defenders in the box so that we can spread the ball around. We got to stay balanced and keep them on their toes defensively.
Yeah, and on defense, you already talked about they have some good skill guys this year. They got a good quarterback, it looks like. Just what's kind of the plan to stop Bismarck?
Well, we're going to have to stay disciplined. They do a lot of stuff as far as the read game goes and in the running schemes. They'll run a lot of quarterback zone reads. So we've got to be able to contain the quarterback. He's kind of the guy that makes everything click. But if we can keep him contained, then we've got to cover on the back end in the secondary, because they've got some receivers that can really make some plays down the field for him, and he throws a pretty ball. So, we kind of got to defend the whole field and be disciplined with what we're doing defensively.
Yeah, and who are some of the defensive leaders on your team that, really keeps your defense going?
Well, we've got several of them. Tony Munez is one of our defensive ends. He's got a motor, and he plays really hard up front. He's going to have a big game for us. And then we've got some guys at linebacker that come and make run fits, and they also play in the pass game too. and Dawson Lahan, and then we got Brock Meyer and Bradley Dodge. They do a great job for us at linebacker, and we're going to have to continue that because Bismarck's got some offensive weapons, and we're going to have to try to slow them down.
Yeah, and you know, last week was a tough loss against Glenrose. What did you see in that game that you want to improve on, you know, this week heading into Bismarck?
We got to do a better job of taking care of the football. It was close at half. We felt good about where we were at, and then we just made too many mental mistakes and had some turnovers in the second half. And you can't do that against a good football team because they're gonna take advantage of it and make you pay for it.
Yeah, and somebody you touched on, Brock Meyer, I actually did a feature on him for being a baseball player back in the spring, and he seems to be a young guy with some good leadership qualities, but obviously I think he's just a sophomore. Can you just talk about him and kind of his development as the season's gone along?
Yeah, Brock's he's a smart football player. He understands the schemes offensively and defensively. You know, we ask him to make plays on offense, too. He plays kind of our hybrid tight end slash fullback spot. You know, we got to get him involved in the offensive game plan as well. And he's just a smart kid and a good football player.
And, you know, how's the health of your team looking ahead of the game Friday night?
We're going to be as healthy as we've been, hopefully, barring any injuries in practice this week. We got a couple guys back from the COVID call, and, you know, we're hoping to utilize those guys as well. So we're looking good heading into Friday night.
Yeah, and one of the last things I want to touch on, you know, this being a home conference game, is there some extra push there to get that first conference win at home this season?
Oh, absolutely. Every game in our conference is important. There's not a game that you can overlook, and we've got to take it one game at a time and not look forward to anything else. But you've got to take advantage in our conference because it's going to be tough every week. So when you get an opportunity to win a football game, you've got to do that.
All right, well, awesome, and thank you for stopping by on the podcast.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Tommy, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. So, got a big one coming up this week, it looks like.
Yeah, big one. Big one Friday night. Really good Parkview team. You know, I didn't realize this, so Hooten said a little thing. I read their little blurb. They got 6 Division I football players.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, 6, and we've got 1.
Right.
And he's not big Division I. I know some of theirs are big ones, because I know that running back's, you know, the U of A, and then I know that quarterback is Ole Miss, and then I know another kid, receiver, is Memphis, and I don't know the other ones, but I knew those 3.
Yeah. So how do y'all feel going into this one?
Yeah, I mean, we feel good. I mean, you know, we've been working all year for something like this, you know, to play in a big game like this, have a chance to play a great football team. You know, the biggest thing I'm excited about this year, our defense has been playing well all year. And right. So, I mean, that's a huge bump, you know, because in the past we've had to outscore people and do things, but our defense this year has really gave us field position and then, you know, a lot of 3 and outs. So our kids have played really well this year.
Yeah. How do you feel about, you know, I know that y'all ended up losing Owen for the season, you know.
Correct.
Justin has really stepped up for you. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we knew he was good. He just started on defense, and so he didn't get many chances to play. But we knew he was a really good football player. And, you know, in junior high, he had almost 2,000-yard rushing. So we knew he was a good running back. He just, you know, we didn't have an opportunity because Owen and Tevin had been there, and, of course, Kenny Kendrick has been there. So, yeah, We knew we had a chance to be good. We didn't know how good. And of course, he's had over 100 yards in 2 games. And so, we feel like, you know, we still have the 3-headed monster. It's just a new guy that's filled in the spot.
Right. Going into this one, you're also ranked number 1 in 6A. You know, what are your thoughts on that one? Because I know that, you know, it had pretty much been, Greenwood until this past week.
Yeah. And we thought it would be this way too. But, you know, it's good for our kids. They've earned the right to be number 1. They worked hard, you know, last year and then this year. So they deserve that ranking. You know, we just want to keep it. And really, rankings don't mean anything.
Sure.
we want to win a state title. And the next is Parkview, so we've got to beat Parkview. And so if we can beat Parkview, we can get closer to the goal we want to do.
Yeah. What kind of offense do they run?
Spread. They run the ball more than they throw it. I think they're 70% run.
Oh, wow. Okay. How is that going to affect the way that y'all line up against them, or will it?
It won't. You know, they're in a lot of the same spread stuff. You know, the only thing that they do different that a lot of teams don't do is do two tight ends. But, you know, we've seen a lot of run heavy set stuff. So our kids are ready for it. In fact, we're good at that because that's what our kids see all year is us.
Sure.
So running the football is something our kids are usually good at. Usually we're not good at covering the pass, but I think we're good at both this year. So it'll be a huge task because they're good. I mean, you got six Division I football players.
Sure.
You know, nobody has that, but they do. So, but that doesn't matter to our kids. They're just kids on the field, and that's what we're going to tell them.
Yeah. How about defensively? What are they looking like?
Yeah, they're big, big and fast. I mean, yeah, they're both tackles. I don't know exactly how big they are, but they're probably 270, 280. So they're really big kids, really physical and big. Two fast defensive ends that are hard to block. Good secondary. You know, of course, they're really good because they've really held Greenwood down. But, of course, Greenwood's quarterback was out, so they had a sophomore playing. And so Greenwood will be different when they get – that kid's supposed to come back in 5 weeks. So Greenwood will look different in 5 weeks when that kid comes back. So, but still, they did a good job with the kid that was in there, and they made it hard on him.
Yeah. What are you most concerned about going into this one?
Just playing four quarters. You know, we've been blessed this year. We hadn't had to play a full game yet. And so, you know, a lot of our games, in fact, every game's been in the mercy rule except for Lakeside. And Lakeside is because we missed an extra point in the third quarter.
Right.
And we played other kids, from that point on. And so, you know, we're going to play four quarters to beat these guys. I mean, they're a good football team. So we have to be ready to play all four quarters and be ready for that type of game.
Yeah. You know, you said you haven't played a whole four quarters. How do you feel about those younger guys that have had to step up in the second half and still hold off some of these teams that y'all played?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. It's a good experience for those kids. You know, if somebody goes down, we know we have somebody now that can handle the, you know, the experience of playing against other teams. And so playing good experience, it makes a huge deal for our kids and our future of this year of this program.
Yeah. Okay. How are y'all doing health-wise going into this?
We're actually really good. We actually, Ken Dong, who's our starting defensive end, didn't play last week because of his ankle, but he'll be here this week. We had another kid get banged up, but he's back. And so, you know, only person we're really out of is still, you know, Owen. Owen's going to get surgery this next week. So we're done. Owen's done with football.
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for tuning into our episode, previewing games featuring two teams from around the county. Our next episode will be released Sunday, October 3rd, as James and I will run through a scoreboard show recapping the week's action. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify.